Broadcasting from the historic 1047 studios nestled in beautiful downtown Valley City, it's the Toast and Jam Podcast. 30 minutes of local sports, trivia, news, and special guests. Hosted by Tim Oast and Paul McDonald. Sit back, relax, and let the fun begin.
Toast and Jam is back for another weekly podcast from the 1047 studios in the Valley City Times Record Building in beautiful downtown Valley City. None better. I'm Tim Olster, Toast, and here he is, Paul McDonald. What do we call him?
Jam.
That's what I thought.
Because I'm in a lot of them.
Well, you're always in a jam.
I'm always in a jam.
I know you are.
Always in a jam.
Hey, we're getting a little January warm-up. We always do, and this is kind of nice. Yeah. A little melting action out there.
Yeah. Ready for the 1 to 3 inches on Sunday? Snow?
Right away. You know?
Hey, I got to be the doom and gloomer.
Is your name Debbie?
There's always a buzzkill in the house. Right?
There's always a buzzkill. I got to be a buzzkill.
Negative Nelly, Debbie Downer, come on. Toast and Jam is brought to you, like always, North Dakota Army National Guard. And our trivia is brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent. Mm-hmm. And thanks to our executive producer, Eric Kringley. Our guest this week, Valley City State University President Al LaFave. Al, welcome to our show.
Thanks, guys. Always good to be with you.
Good to see you again.
Always fun having him in the house.
Oh, yeah. We feel special when we have a president in the house.
I know,
I do. I was say it must be slow news right now.
Yeah, it's the only president I can get behind. Oh, did I say that out loud? I'm sorry.
Slow news, but I'm trying to keep up with the legislature.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Before we get started, let's recap some of our sports going on. Al, if you can hang with us for a while. If you have any comments on this, you go right ahead. Oh, yeah, I know. You're a big sports guy.
I enjoy him a lot. Yes, sir.
Front and center.
Where else would we start? But with Valley City State. Yeah.
Coming off a great the women beating Mayville State here on Friday, 84-66 at Mayville. And that was right on the heels of beating number 24 Jamestown at Jamestown. And Ashlyn Diemert, good gravy. We talked about this last week. 39 points, 11 for 11 from three-point land. Yep. And Ashlyn was saying she's been called by so many news organizations and stuff to do interviews. And she said a couple of those threes, she said, when it left my hand, I'm like, oh, that's going to miss. I'm going to miss that one.
They all went in.
National Player of the Week.
Yes, yeah. National Player of the Week.
West Fargo, North Dakota. Yep. Yeah. And playing in Valley City.
And I was bragging her up walking the track that day with a bunch of guys from West Fargo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? And I said, yeah.
Good softball player.
Yeah.
Just good
great
athlete.
Student. Good all-around person.
Just outstanding. Good family, too.
Yep.
Okay. Well, women's basketball doing well, though. They're big wins.
Back on a couple of big wins. They'll be home this weekend. They've got the next 2 weekends. They're home. Bellevue and Dakota State this weekend. And then Jamestown-Dickinson State again coming to town that first weekend in February.
Is that the three-time thing?
Yeah. Okay. So we'll have some games this weekend with Bellevue and Dakota State for the men and women. Men a little bit, struggling a little bit, on a little bit of a downslide. But entertaining basketball when you watch the men. They just aren't getting the W's.
When they put it all together, they're really a fun team to watch.
They are. Very fun.
Definitely.
And track, they were at the Bison Open, or Cobber Open last weekend, indoor track. So the indoor track season in full gear. And they'll be, I think they're going to be back at it again this weekend, too. So it's that fun time of year.
Busy
baseball, softball practicing at Gratian. They're going to be heading south here.
Yep.
This week, I think, I wanted to say Kansas City was part of a baseball trip. I thought I think that's in the mix here in March. So, yeah.
Okay.
Baseball
season. Can we bring Al up?
Can we bring Al up? I'll bring him up a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
I can bring him up there.
That's Valley City State.
That's it.
That's
what
you have.
That's where we're at. Yeah.
Highliner Sports.
Highliner Sports in full swing is obviously the basketball season. Only a month left to go in the regular season. The Highliner women, girls, 12
females.
And 2.
Yeah.
They are ranked 5th in the state. And they got a big week. They got Wahpeton tonight, then Kindred on Thursday, and that's 1 and 2 in the region. So that'll be a big one here for the girls. The boys got Wahpeton tonight, and doubleheader. So head over to the Hack for basketball. The big news story coming out of Valley City right now for high school sports is wrestling, and Colton Griebel in particular, rewriting record books at Valley City High School. They honored him last night. It was parents' night last night. He's now moved past Brother Coy in the wind department, so he's got the bragging rights in the Griebel household.
How about that for Thanksgiving dinner?
There you go. Hey, brother, I beat you.
Okay, and, let's go right over there.
Yeah, I'll show you who's who. And Colton, 207 wins now after last night's victory against Red River. 21 tournament championships, which is a new school record. And definitely on his way to probably his another state championship. And they honored him last night, and they had five other Highliner wrestlers on the mat with him. A total of 1,000 wins that were on the mat. Alex Andel, Brandon Larson, Parker Larson, Jason Sodrum, who now is over in Jamestown.
Yep.
Whose daughter wrestles, if memory serves, and then Colton. But about 1,000 wins were standing on the wrestling mat last night. I got hairs on the back of my neck when they were doing that presentation for Colton. So congratulations to him. The girls' wrestling team, they are phenomenal right now. And two young ladies from Barnes County North that are wrestling for the Highliners are on the precipice. That's a big word with the, you know, we have an educator here, so I had to show them what I can say. 100 wins. Miley Christensen at 99, and Deegan Kershman's at 98. And they're freshmen. They came in about the same time and helped get this girls' program going, and now they're closing in on 100 wins.
You know, if you can't spell it, I don't say it.
C-A-T. Cat.
And you touched on the boys. Boys
the
basketball.
The boys, they had a tough weekend last week with Kildare and Beulah. And I tell you, it was a Shane Ost, Jeff Boshi-esque performance by this junior, Braylon Sherrato from Beulah. 9 3-pointers, and I think he missed 2.
Wow.
43 points. 24 in the fourth quarter. He outscored the Highliners by himself, 24-16. He had 24 of their 28 points in the fourth quarter, and they were in a row. I mean, no one scored until the end of the game. It was just, I'm talking to Coach McDaniel. He said he's going to see this kid in his nightmares.
Yeah. Time to recruit.
Yeah.
Time to recruit.
Yep. Okay. Ryan, you got a kid there in Beulah. Yep, he's not too far away.
Yeah.
But he's got another year to go. His dad's the head coach there at Beulah.
Okay.
And his younger brother, Benny, is a ninth grader. But so a couple of tough losses for the Highliners. And, again, they've got Wahpeton here tonight in Region 1 play. That's the second game. The girls will play. The boys are JV. They're at the bubble at 4:30.
Okay.
The girls will play at 4:30. JV at the hack. And then varsity girls at 6. Varsity boys at 7:30.
Perfect.
So that's where we're at right now.
I'm going to scoot over to the Super Bowl is now set. Ho-hum.
I'm going to leave the room now.
Can you? Okay, I will too. Alice, it's your show.
You take it from
here. Are we getting tired of this yet?
I am.
I don't know. Two teams that I really don't have a liking for, they're in the Super Bowl, of course. Will I watch? I don't know.
I'll watch it for the ads.
Yeah.
The commercials. Yeah,
they're always good.
They're pretty good. I'll watch the commercials.
We'll probably see one person on some of those commercials, too, though. All right. Anyway, Super Bowl is set. Philadelphia, Kansas City. Does anybody care? Who's going to win it? Kansas City, of course, right?
No.
No?
I think the Eagles are going to beat them.
Really?
I think the Eagles are with Shaquan Barkley, the way this guy's running up and down the field, and Kansas City doesn't have the best run defense in the world.
Yeah.
And so I think the Eagles might get them.
Okay.
And then their fans can be a little bit more annoying.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, anyway, Twins baseball, we talked about this last time. Twins have not signed any free agents to any contracts or added any major additions through trades this offseason, after the Pollard family, of course, announced in October it was putting the team up for sale.
Mm-hmm. I put my name in. I'm gonna make a bid. Okay. Yep.
Gonna move her to Valley.
Yep. Move them to Valley. Valley City Twins. Just a little revamping over Charlie Brown, and we're good to go.
Carlos Correa, who's under contract through 2028. I think he had a $200 million deal in January of 2023, been subject to a trade speculation this winter. However, the Twins have consistently said the three-time All-Star is a big part of their future. Sure he is.
All right.
Okay, we'll see what happens. But you take that $200 million, and Minnesota's payroll currently sits at $127 million.
Really?
So $200 million divided by, what, about 5 years? That's $40
million
out of the $127
million.
Wow. It doesn't leave much. No. By the way, the $127 million is 17th in the majors. What's that going to get you?
Yeah.
Minnesota Vikings, any word on the quarterback situation? I haven't seen or anything.
They said that Sam Darnold had a tweet that was cryptic at best, that he thought that he was going to be one and done, wanted to thank the coaches and the fans. And I think he'll be around next year.
Huh?
I think he will be.
No.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
And then the second game, J.J. McCarthy will step
in. Okay, all right.
Give the kid some time. He needs a season a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
That's me.
Well, time for a break. Let's hear a little word from the National Guard, Army National Guard, and then we'll get our guest in here, Al Lefebvre.
Well, if you're one of those kids that don't know what you want to do yet, you know, like I don't know what I'm going to do when I grow up, well, you can be...
There's a chance.
There's a chance. You're saying there's a chance. You can go into the Army National Guard, listed soldier. You can be a commissioned officer. You can tell people what to do. State tuition assistance for public and private institutions up to 100% at North Dakota state-supported schools like VCSU.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that talking with Maddie, Maddie Schlager, our new recruiter, she's been up at VCSU a couple of times on campus and talking with some kids. And you can give her a call, or you can just go to their website, which is 1-800-GO-GUARD or ndarmyguard.com. Mm-hmm. And, they're going to be paying your tuition. You get a good career. You serve your country for a little bit. And, boy, it's a win-win-win situation. And
those in the Guard, thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, you're listening to Toast and Jam. We do it every Tuesday at this time. Maybe a little later today.
A little later than normal. Yeah.
Had to check the eyes so I can see what I'm reading here. Anyway, our guest today is Valley City State University President Al Lefebvre. Al, thank you so much for joining us again.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm going to get started with this question. Legislative session going on. Anything going on there that we should know about?
Well, you know, there have been quite a few bills introduced so far.
I know. I've heard some rumbling about some stuff, and I'm...
We did have the opportunity to visit with the Senate Appropriations Committee on Education and Environment on January 15th. We shared the Valley City State University budget request with them at that time. And we'll be going back after crossover to share the same, albeit updated, information with the House Committee. And we're feeling really... really positive. We have a great story to tell, and things went very well. They asked good questions, and were very receptive.
There's always somebody out there, though, that wants to readjust the small colleges.
Well, it seems like a almost continuous conversation on that, and we think we're in a really advantageous spot when it comes to that conversation because of the four regionals. We're the second largest of the four, and certainly have made a major, major impact to the teacher workforce throughout the state, not only in the past, but we continue to do so today.
And that gets us into the next topic, enrollment numbers, you know, and there's something that you have that you can show them, and it's been growing every year.
You know, we've been so fortunate, and I give all the credit to our team. We have an enrollment management team that meets every single week. They look at each aspect of our campus, every demographic of student, whether they're an athlete, whether they're in-state, out-of-state, what their majors are, if they've had any previous experience with VCSU, either through high school dual credit or maybe they came and were participants in a summer camp of some kind. But it's a really outstanding group. And we've been looking at not only bringing in more freshmen, but retaining the students we have. And so from last year to this year, we improved our retention rate from 67% to 71%. Our goal was to get to 70%. We exceeded that. The last three semesters, as you say, Tim, we've been growing. In fact, we've broken records every semester for the last three semesters on enrollment. This past fall, we were at 1,806 students. It's a little early to say where we're going to be in the spring, and typically the spring numbers are a little bit less than the fall. But right now, based upon the tracking that we're doing, we may see a situation where, for the first time in as long as I can remember, our spring numbers may exceed the fall numbers.
Wow.
Certainly, we're on pace to break another spring record, but gosh, if we could hit it out of the park with, with the total numbers, we'd be real pleased with that.
I remember moving here in the early 90s. And I'm thinking Valley City State. I don't even know if they had 1,000 at that time. And now I look at over those years, almost doubled it.
Yeah, it's quite amazing to see that happening. And there are lots of different factors that contribute to that. This year, we're seeing an increase in our graduate students. In fact, a 23% increase in grad students this year. We're seeing an increase.
Why is that?
Well, they've started some new opportunities for teachers who are in various schools to come back and get a master's degree at a reduced cost, and finding ways just to develop their skills and enhance their skills where they are. And they can do this online, and we've seen that really take off. We've seen an increase in our transfer students. They've gone up as well. And, of course, high school dual credit numbers continue to rise on almost every campus. And Dr. Jim Bowe and his staff have just done an amazing job of building that program and reaching out to school districts and setting up programs that are really attractive for students.
Well, and then the kids hear about all the things that are going on around the college as well. You got that big sports facility coming.
We do, and, you know, it's been kind of fun to sit back now and look at the last 5 years or so and see the new $35 million Center for the Arts. You see what's happening at McCarthy Hall right now with a $13.5 million renovation. In fact, we get to do a walkthrough of that in the next couple of weeks. Really looking forward to seeing how that's taking shape. That's going to be open in the fall. Giving a just an absolute state-of-the-art facility for all those education majors and our STEM programs. And now, as you say, the updated Fieldhouse Edition, the indoor turf facility, it's our greatest hope and intent to be able to break ground on that this spring.
When would that be done?
It goes up fast. Okay. We think we can get it at least in usable condition. With the turf installed, probably over the course of the summer, maybe into the fall semester. So
for sure
in less than a year.
For sure next year for softball.
Yes, yes. Okay.
In the spring of 2026, you're thinking,
Wow, okay. Giving Hearts Day is coming up Thursday, February 13th. Always a big day for Valley City State.
It is, and we're just so grateful. These projects we're talking about, each one of them, have included an input or an amount of dollars and support from our friends and our donors and our alums, and we're very grateful for that. They've made a big difference, and they continue to do that. The Giving Hearts Day is always an opportunity for alumni to take advantage of various matching programs that might exist where they're working, and really just doing what they can to increase our scholarship offerings. Last year at VCSU, we gave almost $2 million in scholarships. That's another piece that doesn't get talked about a lot with this enrollment growth. Mm-hmm. But when you look at the size of our institution, the amount of dollars we're doing, you know, we're doing what we can to keep the cost of education attainable for our students, and that's just one more aspect of that.
There's a number that we didn't talk about here. It kind of jumps out on this page. Over 1,500 alumni teaching in North Dakota.
Right.
Is that impressive or what?
It really is. And it, again, it's a testament to the faculty, the staff, and the students of that program. They're getting really good experience as they're going through the degree. The degree is highly regarded, not only in our state, but in the entire upper Midwest and around the nation. And more students from our university are teaching in this state than any other university in the elementary areas. And you know, as you said, over 1,500 and 158 different communities. We have the whole state of North Dakota covered, 300 plus different school buildings that they're in. And so there's a wide net that's been cast around the state with our grads.
Well, Valley City State is doing some really good things there, that is for sure. Let's talk about the Arizona trip. You're heading for Arizona tomorrow. We're talking Tuesday here. You're heading out on Wednesday.
Yeah, we are. We're going to have a series of events down there for our alumni and friends, and in fact, four different events that will be hosted, and we always look forward to reengaging and connecting with those folks. It's fun to see them. Snowbirds, if you want to call them, and some of them actually are permanent residents now of Arizona, but it's always good to have a chance to reconnect and share the good news with them about what's happening here. And it's perfect timing with the Giving Hearts Day coming up and more opportunities, you know, for continued investment in the college.
Speaking of alumni, do you get to connect with some of the other presidents at Valley City, past presidents at Valley City State?
You know, we really haven't, not at these events. I still do have connections with some of the other presidents, but of course, Dr. Shirley and I talk on a fairly regular basis. And
At Minot State.
He's still at Minot State, doing a great job up there, and really, really good fellow. And I visit with Dr. Mason once in a while, Dr. Chaffee, Dr. Dahlberg, and so it's a good opportunity to stay in touch with some of the past leadership of the institution.
No kidding. It's been a good club. I tell you what, Valley City State's been very fortunate of the leadership that they've had over the years.
Well, and I consider myself fortunate to be one of them. It's really, really a great opportunity.
Definitely.
Well, one of the we were talking, I think you kind of touched on this earlier. This, of course, just came out here recently, just the last couple of days, that VCSU now ranked among the 2025 best online master's in education program, U.S. News and World Report. And U.S. News also ranked VCSU in its 2025 best online bachelor's programs. Right. Only institution to be in both.
Right, right. And, you know, those are things that we've been working at for a long time. Our faculty are well-versed in not only the use of technology, but the pedagogy of teaching online. You have to have the right approach to making an online course effective.
Right.
And our faculty are continually training to stay on the cutting edge of the things that they need to be doing to make those courses valuable.
Well, you talk about online courses. I noticed, you know, the honors list, the dean's list, and the president's honor roll were just released. And I looked at the honors roll, which is 6 to 12 credit hours in a semester and a 3.5 GPA. And a couple of young ladies that play against the Highlanders in high school basketball were on that list.
Right.
One of them is this very good player over at Northern Cass, and she's going to be going to UJ. And another girl from Oak Grove. But, I mean, it's interesting how you reach out to these surrounding communities, and they may be going elsewhere after high school, but they still pick VCSU to do stuff online.
That's right, and hopefully at some point they'll pick us to transfer full-time.
There you go. Exactly.
And that world's changing all the time.
Oh, absolutely.
It is.
Yeah, it really is.
Very much so.
You know, 25% of our students are online only, and I think that's another piece that we have to be watching and cognizant of. That's a real growth area, I think, for potential moving forward.
Right. Exactly.
That enrollment, does that include the online students? Or
it does.
It does.
That
okay.
includes
okay.
all face-to-face and online.
Okay, because I was going to say, you got that high enrollment, yet you got all these online students, but it is one big happy family.
Yep. Almost 900 of them are full-time. So that's
good.
I want you to know that I had to crank up a little Chicago last night just to get fired up for this interview today.
Yeah. Well, you cranked up the right band, that's for sure.
Chicago Transit Authority. Oh yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does it get better than that?
Oh, yeah. You know, we're big fans of Chicago.
Yes, we are.
And
that's awesome. But anything else here to pass on?
No, we just really appreciate everything that you guys do for the community and the region here in Valley City. This podcast is just so informative. And to the community of Valley City, to our alums, our supporters, thank you. Thanks for what you've done to help us get to where we are. And it's because of those efforts that we're able to do some of the really exciting things that are happening right now on campus.
And before you know it, that spring auction won't be too far away.
It's coming up. I can't remember the date. It's April, end of April.
Yeah.
It's on its way.
Okay.
Always a fun event.
Very good.
Well, one thing I was just going to ask you is what makes – I've been in other towns with institutions, Morris – with the University of Minnesota Morris, obviously Morehead State, Concordia, NDSU, and Fargo. But how the community and NDSU have such a good marriage. There's a lot of towns, cities where they have a major college or have a college, and it's like two separate entities.
Don't have that connection, do they?
But here, it, of course, the city of bridges, we've got the bridge.
Right, right.
But what makes it such a great unity, a great marriage?
You know, I think it's something that's just been consistent with the history of the institution. It seems that that has been just the way it has been here. Mm-hmm. And there's an outstanding working relationship and support between the university, the city, the economic development group, the county, just the citizens of Valley City. It could be because in a community of this size, Valley City State does play a really important role in entertainment, whether it's athletics or fine arts or guest speakers or whatever it happens to be. There's always something to do on the campus. And so many of our alums, what we didn't talk about with those alums, a lot of them stay right here.
Yeah.
And so there is that natural connection, and that just grows stronger over the years.
It sure does. Very good.
A lot of Cardinal around town.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
No.
Yeah, no doubt. Again, Al, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me,
guys. And if you have to run, you're sure welcome to, but if you want, you can stay for the rest. We don't have a whole lot left here. So sports history on this day.
Yeah.
1960.
I remember it. No, I don't.
NFL announces Dallas Cowboys and Minnesota Vikings franchises. Dallas in 60, Vikings in 61.
Mm-hmm.
1969, NFL draft. Want to take a guess? Number one, first pick.
1969. The first overall pick in the NFL
first
draft.
Overall pick.
Give me college.
Well, that'll give it away.
Oh.
Buffalo Bills.
Oh, O.J.
Exactly. O.J. Simpson.
Okay.
1984, Edmonton center Wayne Gretzky's NHL record point scoring streak ends at 51 games when the Oilers were beaten 4-2 by the L.A. Kings.
His future team.
Yeah, right.
How ironic would that be?
Gee, I think can't beat them, join them. And then, of course, Super Bowls 1990. New Orleans was San Francisco beating Denver 55-10.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah.
1990. 96, it was the Cowboys beating Steelers 27-17. And 2001, Ravens over the Giants 34-7. Okay. Sports birthdays.
Yes.
Okay, first of all, what is the rarest January birthday?
What is the what?
Rarest.
Rarest?
Rare. What's rare for a birthday in January?
January 1st?
Yep. But that's not the rarest of all, though.
Okay.
The rarest birthday of all during the whole season.
February 29th.
Christmas Day.
Really?
Yeah. Christmas Day is one, then New Year's Day.
I'll be darned.
Yeah. On this day in 1949, Greg Popovich was born.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball coach. For many years, San Antonio Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
Olympic gold in 2020, I believe.
Yes, he did.
1974, Jermaine Dye came into the world.
Ah.
Outfielder. MLB All-Star 2000 and 2006. World Series MVP 2005 with the White Sox.
Hey, I have to tell you something about that Super Bowl.
Which one?
The 55-10.
Oh, did you make it through it? Or
no, but my son-in-law's father did. He played in that Super Bowl.
You got to be kidding. You said, you told me about that.
That was his last Super Bowl win.
San Fran, right?
Yep, San Francisco, yep.
I'll be
Jim Vonhorst.
Jim Vonhorst, yeah. Oh,
wasn't he a gopher?
No. Yes, he was.
Yeah, he was a gopher.
He was a gopher
to
his brother Keith.
Yeah,
yep.
Okay. I'll be darned.
And one more birthday.
I like that.
Born on this day in 1977, Dante Culpepper.
Ooh. Okay.
He's just a young one.
Yeah, he is.
I thought
he was older than that, but anyway. Sports trivia, what was our question last week?
Who was the first tight end inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
You had a choice there.
I have it here, and amongst my thousands of pieces of paper.
He's a paper guy.
I'm a paper hound. I like to kill trees.
Paper hound.
It's in here somewhere. But here we go. Oh, okay. Here it is. Who was the first tight end to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame? Was it Ozzie Newsome, Mike Ditka, John Mackey, and Tony Gonzalez?
Allie, want to take a shot at that?
I'm going to say Mike Ditka.
You were correct.
You're
sir.
Correct. You yeah. got it.
Yeah. I thought it was John Mackey because yeah. that's what the award in college football for tight end is,
for the
is named.
Award.
The John Mackey Award. I thought it was Mackey.
Okay. Well,
so
it is.
Wrong.
It's our regular sports trivia time. It's brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang agent. And we know that Chris will get it done for you in
Absolutely.
The insurance world.
Especially if you got get all your eggs in that one basket and you want to trust a company. Well, the Nodak Insurance Company, they are the people with answers. He's the agent with answers, Chris Quilvang. He's also a good friend of VCSU Athletics.
Mm-hmm.
$5 sure for three-pointers, I believe it is, that he donates for a conference home game. So he's got four games coming up. He's going to be doling out some money, I hope.
That UJ game for Ashland, kind of.
Oh, that yeah. yeah, he was a little upset with Ashland there. That cost him $55. Yeah, he was a little bad. But yeah. it always goes towards scholarships to VCSU.
And he's also put a few kids through college there.
He does. So. He's got a son that coaches at Hatton Northwood. And Macy, she's an assistant at Horace.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So, yeah.
You ready for the question?
Give it to me.
North Dakota sports. What team has won the most Class B state titles in boys basketball in North Dakota? What team has won the most titles, boys basketball, state tournament titles?
Well I got it wrong because yeah. you already gave
yeah,
this to me.
I know.
Me.
But you were just miles away.
I was just miles away.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there's your hint.
So, yeah, there's the hint. Anyway, we'll have that answer for you next week. Trivia brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang agent. Words of encouragement.
Yep.
This kind of goes well with Miss Deemert. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
That's right.
Yep.
She took them all and she still had 100%.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. That'll do it for Toast and Jam this week. Again, thanks to VCSU President Al LaFave. Always good to have him here. Paul, any final words? Or Al, any final words?
No, thanks for having
okay.
me, guys.
Let's just head out to the hack tonight. Lots of good basketball with the Highlanders and Wahpeton. And head out to the bubble this weekend with Bellevue and Dakota State mm-hmm. with men's and women's basketball Friday and Saturday. So a lot going on this week. You should not be bored if you are a sports fan in Valley City this week.
Toast and Jam brought to you by the North Dakota Army National Guard. Thank you for your service again. And our trivia sponsor, Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent. And thanks again to our executive producer, Eric Kringley. Is he going south sometime too? Or
well, his health is, but not him. But that's another story altogether.
Poor Eric.
Oh, we love him.
Yeah, we do. From the 1047 Studios, Toast and Jam saying bye-bye for now.